NEMA Publication Number 9, Volume 2. Publication Number 9, The American Practical Navigator, Bowditch, Volume 2, 2017 Edition. Copyright Navy BMR.com. Chapter 1, Mathematics. 1. Which branch of mathematics deals with computation by numbers? Arithmetic. Arithmetic is that branch of mathematics dealing with computation by numbers. The principal processes involved are addition, subtraction, multiplication, and division. A number consisting of a single symbol, 1, 2, 3, etc., is a digit. Any number that can be stated or indicated, however large or small, is called a finite number. One too large to be stated or indicated is called an infinite number, and one too small to be stated or indicated is called an infinitesimal number. 2. How many principal processes are involved with arithmetic? 4. The principal processes involved are addition, subtraction, multiplication, and division. 3. Which type of number consists of a single symbol? Digit. A number consisting of a single symbol, 1, 2, 3, etc., is a digit. 4. Which type of number can be stated or indicated? Finite. Any number that can be stated or indicated, however large or small, is called a finite number. 5. Which type of number is one that is too large to be stated or indicated? Infinite. Any number too large to be stated or indicated is called an infinite number. 6. Which type of number is one that is too small to be stated or indicated? Infinitesimal. Any number too small to be stated or indicated is called an infinitesimal number. 7. Which property of a number is the indication of whether it is positive, plus, or negative, minus? Sign. The sign of a number is the indication of whether it is positive, plus, or negative, minus. This may sometimes be indicated in another way. Thus, latitude is usually indicated as north, N, or south, S. But if north is considered positive, south is then negative with respect to north. In navigation, the north or south designation of latitude and declination is often called the name of the latitude or declination. A positive number is one having a positive sign, plus. A negative number is one having a negative sign, minus. The absolute value of a number is that number without regard to sign. Thus, the absolute value of both plus 8 and minus 8 is 8. Generally, a number without a sign can be considered positive. 8. Which type of number value is that number without regard to sign? Absolute. The absolute value of a number is that number without regard to sign. Thus, the absolute value of both plus 8 and minus 8 is 8. Generally, a number without a sign can be considered positive. 9. How many significant digits do the following examples each have? 1,325, 1,001, 1.408, 0.00005926, 625.0, and 0.4009. 4. Significant digits are those digits of a number which have a significance. Zeros at the left of the number and sometimes those at the right are excluded. Thus, 1,325, 1,001, 1.408, 0.00005926, 625.0, and 0.4009 have four significant digits each. But in the number 186,000, there may be 3, 4, 5, or 6 significant digits, depending upon the accuracy with which the number has been determined. If the quantity has only been determined to the nearest thousand, then there are 3 significant digits, the zeros at the right not being counted. If the number has been determined to the nearest 100, there are 4 significant digits, the first zero at the right being counted. If the number has been determined to the nearest 10, there are 5 significant digits, the first 2 zeros on the right being counted. If the quantity has been determined to the nearest unit, there are 6 significant digits, the 3 zeros at the right being counted. 10. What is indicated by a negative exponent? Reciprocal. If the exponent is negative, it indicates a reciprocal, and the decimal point is moved to the left. Thus is the same as 0.00000186. This system is called scientific notation. Test your knowledge. 1. Which branch of mathematics deals with computation by numbers? A. Multiplication. B. Arithmetic. C. Algebra. D. Division. The answer is B. Arithmetic. 2. How many principal processes are involved with arithmetic? A. 3. B. 5. C. 2. D. 4. The answer is D. 4. 3. Which type of number consists of a single symbol? A. Numerator. B. Digit. C. Sign. D. Notation. The answer is B. Digit. 4. Which type of number can be stated or indicated? A. Positive. B. Infinite. C. Finite. D. Infinitesimal. The answer is C. Finite. 5. Which type of number is one that is too large to be stated or indicated? A. Finite. B. Absolute. C. Infinitesimal. D. Infinite. The answer is D. Infinite. 6. Which type of number is one that is too small to be stated or indicated? A. Infinite. B. Infinitesimal. C. Finite. D. Finitesimal. The answer is B. Infinitesimal. 7. Which property of a number is the indication of whether it is positive, plus, or negative, minus? A. Sign. B. Notation. C. Value. D. Expression. The answer is A. Sign. 8. Which type of number value is that number without regard to sign? A. Stated. B. Absolute. C. True. D. Significance. The answer is B. Absolute. 9. How many significant digits do the following examples each have? 1,325, 1,001, 1.408, 0.00005926, 625.0, and 0.4009. A. 5. B. 4. C. 3. D. 2. The answer is B. 4. 10. What is indicated by a negative exponent? A. Reciprocal. B. Infinitesimal number. C. Absolute value. D. Numerator. The answer is A. Reciprocal. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at navybmr.com.